has been a lot of discussion around public transport and light rail over the last couple of months. And throughout that process, one of the questions that has come up is, are we ever going to see our heavy rail line connecting us to, you know, the major population centres connecting to each other? Last week, federal member for Fairfax, Ted O'Brien, said a new convention centre, that's what we have here at the ABC, a new convention centre in the Maroochydore CBD for Olympic and Paralympic Games could strengthen the, you know, the call to bring that long-awaited train line from Biwa to Maroochydore via Caloundra. The Cam Cross rail line has been on the cards for decades, but it's never actually gotten anywhere. Well, Queensland Transport Minister Mark Bailey says state and federal governments will have formal discussions next year, so in the new year, about the passenger line once governance for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games has been decided. He says that the rail line is absolutely viable. We have Jeff Addison from Rail back on track on the line. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having you on with us. Good morning, Jeff. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, hello. Oh,
excellent. Okay, rail connection. We have phone connection now as well. So this rail connection that's been talked about and lobbied for many, many years now, do the comments from the Transport Minister, Mark Bailey, give you some confidence that we might actually get a train line connecting Maroochydore and Caloundra to Brisbane?
Yes, they do. I'm certainly excited about it. To hear the Minister say that it's absolutely viable is certainly a big step in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, it was promised to be to Caloundra by 2015 and to Maroochydore by 2020 back in 2007. So to understand that they're seriously going to talk and discuss it, it's a great opportunity for the state. We're talking under the Olympics Infrastructure Program of 50-50 funding splits. So it means that the state government will only be liable for half of what they would normally have to pay 100% for. So that's a real step forward, and I'm grateful that the government is seriously considering heavy rail into Maroochydore.
So the Olympics and Paralympic Games, obviously the push that we need to make it happen, but how quickly do we need to see it?
Oh, look, I would say we can't have it quick enough, but certainly we would want it ready and open and running, you know, before the Olympic and Paralympic Games in 2032. The ideal situation, like a win-win, the biggest win-win we could have would be for it to connect to the airport. And if you could imagine a heavy rail line from the airport through the centre of Maroochydore down to Caloundra, then across to Biwa, I mean, all, you know, we'd have people landing at, you know, the Sunshine Coast to attend Sunshine Coast events, and that would be just a fantastic step forward.
Yeah, and we've seen such a huge population growth on the coast. So in that way, I'm imagining that it would be great to, you know, see this happen potentially earlier. But the Olympic and Paralympic Games do give us a deadline, 2032. Is it possible? Like, if we were to get it, when do we need to get started to make that actually happen?
Yeah, look, we really want to get started straight away. I mean, I would hope that they could sort of start discussions now rather than after the legislation is passed in December. I mean, there's nothing to stop them talking about it now. And the other thing too is for rail to the region, we've also got an Olympic event at Nambour, just at Parklands, just north of Nambour. That's a venue, that mountain bike venue can accommodate 10,000 people. And we're not going to get spectators there on our current single track.
I
would love for that to be put into the mix too.
We only see the occasional lonely bus trundling past that direction. Mark Bailey, the Minister, also said that state government's immediate priority is to start the major upgrade of the Beerburrum to Nambour line. He says that pre-construction is underway now and that stage one is expected to be finished by 2025. So even ahead of the Olympics, how badly is that work needed?
Look, there are a couple of points with that. The current funded plan is only rail to Biwa. There's no funding for stage two. So, and the stage two works are really only passing loop extensions. Which is quite disappointing because it doesn't really address the freight need properly. And, you know, that's what I would like to see happen. I mean, the state government have only put forward $160.8 million towards that project thus far. And I would like them to actually seriously consider that proper upgrade in the lead up to the Olympic and Paralympic Games.
Well, thanks for chatting to us this morning, Jeff. Is there anything you anything else you wanted to touch on while you've got the airwaves?
Yeah, look, the other thing, you know, is to also, if they're looking at the Campos corridor, is to look at, you know, fast rail or a faster rail, or just to design the track so that there's less major grades and it's straighter, so it could perhaps accommodate faster rail sometime in the future. But, you know, it's an optimistic hope, and look, I'm really grateful that the government is seriously talking about rail into the Maroochydore heartbeat.
Thanks so much, Jeff. That's Jeff Addison from Rail Back on Track, responding to Queensland Transport Minister Mark Bailey, who says that state and federal governments will have formal discussions in the new year about the passenger line once the governance for the 2032 Olympics and Paralympics game is decided. ABC Sunshine Coast in just a moment.